The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. Ready to take your calls at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. A lot of you calling last hour. We'll keep the conversation going this hour. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. We asked a question last hour based on an article that came out last night in The Hill where Congressman Kevin Cramer was quoted as a congressional supporter of the Donald Trump campaign and suggesting that Ted Cruz and John Kasich take this moment to drop out since they're mathematically eliminated from the possible prize of the majority of delegates when they get to Cleveland in July, and that it would allow for a head start on unity amongst the party. And callers last hour saying, hey, well, Cruz, I just joined the Trump campaign and be, the heir apparent to the White House and be a part of shaping the future, ensure his conservative, leanings, I guess we can call them that, at least during the campaign are real. And, so we've had some of that. I just simply asked the question, do you agree with Congressman Cramer that it's time for Cruz and Kasich to step aside? Do you agree with that counsel? And so far, a majority of you have agreed, but between calls and texts, seven agreeing, a couple disagreeing, and a couple with commentary somewhere in the middle. And to welcoming others at 800-228-0550 to weigh in on that or anything else. Here's an email on a different topic. I think it was because of something I mentioned related to distracted driving and how it's just everywhere. Listener said, Scott, I almost got hit by a driver who was talking on their cell phone, making a flash through a parking lot. Thank goodness I was paying attention and noticed the bozo on the phone. It's not the first time I've had near misses with fools on their cell phones. In one short trip from my home, I noted at least 10 drivers on their phones. If Trump is nominated, he'd win in a landslide unless the real enemy of conservatives, the GOP establishment, comes out in support of Hillary. All right. So a little combined comment there. Appreciate that. Thank you, emailer. And parking lot driving is a whole other show. We should maybe, next time we have the top cops on, talk about that, or our highway patrol friends, because, you notice there's no rules for driving through a parking lot? I mean, you don't go, like, in a particular lane or aisle. If, it's like a parking lot at a supermarket, say, that's one-third full. Well, the two-thirds, it's just the candy bar at the door. They're going to come at you from everywhere. I digress. Back to the phones here. Mike in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was calling about Medicare, and it's kind of a switch on your topic, and I don't agree with Kevin Cramer on his statement, but this is what's on my mind. I received this Medicare summary notice when you get old enough to get those, and it's kind of a update of what they've paid and stuff, and they talk about being able to go online and have this sent to you and be green. And so I was thinking about doing that until I got to the bottom of the page. And then I see in the bottom margin of the page, there's a bunch of stuff in Mexican and a bunch of stuff in Mandarin Chinese. And I'm just wondering, why would we have some kind of translation at the bottom of the page in Mandarin I'm worried that my Medicare summary stuff or whatever is going over there to China to be worked on instead of...
Or there's a big Mandarin population that they're concerned about that are citizens. I don't know. The Spanish one makes sense. That's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon, although, to be a citizen of the United States, I would think that you need to be able to speak, read, and write English. So, but this Mandarin deal, if you get Cramer back on or our senator back on. Maybe they have an answer why our information is being printed in those languages.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, he is a regular weekly guest with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall, so maybe I'll make a note here, but you can also try back when we have him on, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thank you. LaVon on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was a delegate at the convention for the Republican Party, and I was so surprised at some of the people that work in Washington. They just have an attitude that Trump can't win and that Hillary is going to win, and I am wondering where that comes from. I think Congressman Cramer is correct, that they ought to take and have Cruz move over, whether or not he should be vice president or not. I think that's up to Trump to decide.
You know, I think it's just, where does it come from is your question on this idea that Trump can't win. You know, you have to arrive at a set of facts and beliefs and then make your determination. None of us know. Right. I mean, we can have our own opinions. I happen to, one of the reasons that in this, where I, again, I like Cruz a lot, like what he stands for. But as I've sat here and weighed this, number one, the math favors Trump for the nomination. But number two, even if they were neck and neck, who would I want? Neck and neck, who would I want? I would want the one that can win in November. And I happen to think Trump actually has a better shot of winning in November than does Cruz, just because Cruz, being the pure conservative, is going to be ostracized by the mainstream media, and that'll make it a little more difficult for him. Doesn't mean I don't, you know, like that he stands for what he stands for. Now, the trade-off there is Trump is not anywhere near as solid, you know, bet to be conservative as is Cruz, right? Cruz's voting record and positions are decidedly conservative. Trump, we sort of are hoping, and we are, you know, but I think also transcend the political compass a moment, the ideology for a second, you know.
Well, I think when I'm talking to people that are avid Trump supporters, and it's like everybody says, I mean, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a Trump supporter. But the thing is, I think people are really concerned about where our country is going economically, and then also where it's going morally. This political crisis has gotten so out of control, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, you've described, LaVon, why Donald Trump is where he is. Because he has, you know, people aren't, you know, there's a sliver of folks that don't like Obamacare. There's a sliver of folks that don't like Obama's Supreme Court picks, right? You can, and all of which I would agree with. But what is the core issue that has resonated for Donald Trump? Basically, political correctness. Enough! Stop this! The very simple premise that, look, America is not America anymore. We need to make America great again. And those things have resonated. And I think, honestly, they'll resonate with enough people who are on the fence politically that might come to our side that he's the guy that could win. And I'm going to trust that people around him are going to, because he is the Republican nominee, bring him far enough our way on the conservative side, we're okay. But it's a trust factor. It's because that's what we're down to picking. But you raised some great points. Thanks for the call. Elizabeth, somewhere in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I don't agree with Cramer. I believe that there is a lot of Trump supporters at the beginning that have seen his true colors and changed. I know of people that's the way it is. And when there were so many out in the field that were conservative, it, you know, took away a lot, I think, from Cruz. I know I started out supporting Scott Walker.
Me too.
But
that's where I started. Yep.
Yep. So I think a lot of his early votes would change completely because of the way he acts.
Elizabeth, thanks for the call, and marked you down appropriately. Something else you want to say?
Well, I just think that, you know, right now, Trump is a darling to the news media, and they really want to get him in there because there is so much stuff against him. You know, listen to Levin and some of the things that he's pulled up. If he can pull that up, there's a whole lot of things that are there, and it'll just, I mean, they'll diminish him. They'll eat him up.
Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. Appreciate that. Dave in Sioux Falls, let me squeeze you in here before the break. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You there, Dave?
Yeah. How you doing there, Scott?
I'm great, sir.
A few comments. I tell you what, I disagree with the people that think Trump can win. You know, a leopard doesn't lose its spots, first of all. Why people think he is such a moral man, you look at bankruptcy. He always brags about that as legal, but it's not moral. People walk away with no money. He walked away with money. And I fear what's going to happen. You look at the polls that are going on with Hillary Clinton. She is going to stomp him in the mud. He is incendiary. He is right down, as far as I'm concerned, the bigot. I mean, you can't be making these statements like we're going to go build a wall and Mexicans are going to do it. What is going to happen to the people when if he does get elected?
I actually dream of a Hillary versus Trump debate.
Oh, God, yes. Bring it on.
But a Cruz-Hillary debate would be good, too. I have to agree with you there, Dave. And sorry we're up against the break. Call again. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest Tom Deutscher talking about the Run for Change, a special event started in memory of his son, pregnant daughter-in-law, and granddaughter who were killed by a drunk driver.
We really didn't want our son's family viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, you know, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. This is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. So many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decision, such as in our case.
Join us for the Run for Change, April 23rd in Bismarck, as we run together to change attitudes about drunk driving. To learn more, register, or sponsor the event, go to ndrun.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Take spring up a notch at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Our heavy-duty wide-span shelving is 20% off. Clean up with a Karcher pressure washer, $119.99. Find a full line of lawn and garden, including a commercial-grade 50-foot hose for only $15.99. Upholstery foam is 35% off. That's our lowest price ever. See our entire sale ad at maxhardware.com. And remember to register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That is a great resource if you're looking for a great resource to own in the North Dakota. That's land. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. And the folks at Pfeiffer's, one of the top five land auction companies in America, they get the premium land. They really do. You want to be on their list and have the catalog sent your way, or you can go to pipers.com, check it out. They also have a lot of equipment auctions that are going on these days, including tomorrow in Bowman. Big sale there. We're calling that the Spring 2016 Western Dakota Construction and Ag Equipment Auction. Starts 10 a.m. Mountain. We do an online bidding as well. So check that out. And that'll be at the Pipers in Bowman. Pipers.com for all the details there. Give them a call at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. They also have a great property in Linton, North Dakota, right now that you want to check out and more. All at pipers.com. Roy in Northwood, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Roy.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Great, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. I have to disagree with Kramer because simple fact that Trump doesn't have a majority. If he did, we wouldn't have this conversation. And I think if you look at local elections, a lot of times where you have a bunch of candidates, they'll have a primary and they'll drop it down to the top two candidates and then they'll vote for until one of them gets a majority. And that's what the convention does.
That's what the convention function is for, no doubt about it, right? I mean,
if,
and if he doesn't go in.
Majority of votes, he was the beneficiary of 17 candidates. And if he had a majority, like I said, he'd have it wrapped up. We wouldn't be talking about this.
Right, it's
but
true, but he doesn't. But on the other hand, he's the only one mathematically that still can get it. The others can't. And you're talking about November and a race against Hillary Clinton. So it's there's. I mean, I guess there is no right or wrong here. There's two schools of thought on the best approach to winning in November. And if you really hate Trump for reasons people have pointed out here, you're going to say, I don't care. Go to the convention, and I hope it's a food fight, and I hope they win. I'm just saying, realistically,
right.
If you're a Cruz person, and the way you're going to win is by a second, third, fourth, fifth ballot, do you really think that's the best approach to winning in November, or would it be some sort of unity pact with the Cruz crowd? That's what you got to ask yourself, I guess. Right?
You're never going to have unity. They picked the wrong horse. I mean, you'd have to have a Republican to have unity, a conservative, and... I mean, the chance of Cruz ever thrown in with Trump after what Trump's done, I mean, that's pretty much never going to happen.
I don't know.
Disagreed with him.
There are aspirations there. No doubt about that. So I think anything's possible. I really do.
Yeah.
If I were Ted Cruz, I think, my path to being president of the United States, going through Donald Trump, is probably stronger than if I say, you know what, I'm just going to be the guy that lost and hope to get it next go around and, you know, maybe take out Hillary next time or challenge Trump in a Republican primary. I don't know. Good conversation, though, Roy. I appreciate it. Everybody's got some good thoughts here and really think this through. We have a bunch of texts I haven't gotten to, so I'm not going to do the tally yet. Those that agree with Congressman Kramer on time for unity and the others to step aside, lead those that disagree, but it's not a landslide by any stretch. We also have a guest at the bottom of the hour from the Trump campaign, so we're going to ask a few of the questions that have come up here today on the program. I'm going to start with this internal memo on 1,400 delegates, so we'll ask about that. And then obviously the transgender bathroom thing has entered the campaign, so we'll ask about that too coming up here in a little bit and get to more of your calls. There's also big news going on today at the University of Mary. During the program, a press conference, the Director of Public Affairs, Dale Lennon, on our newsmaker line to tell us a little bit more about that. Hey, Dale, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to be with you. Big day.
Kind of fun having a conversation with you about big things that are happening on the campus of the University of Mary. We've done many interviews over the years about, things that are happening on the gridiron. But now we're talking about kind of a bigger playing field, right? About the lives and minds that the University of Mary is changing every single day.
Yeah, it really is something pretty special. And, I'm excited to be a part of all this. And I'm just kind of joining the campaign here in the middle of the game. But extremely impressive what happened today. Groundbreaking on a new campus center, the naming of it, the Lumen Vitae, which is Light of Life, just the mission of the university in general, It's something that's extremely impressive. And I've been head coach here before back in the late 90s, 97, 98, just to see how much this university has progressed during this time. It's really been kind of neat coming back and seeing it now, and especially seeing where it's headed.
Yeah, it is awesome. So describe the atmosphere today. I know, obviously there's a lot of happening. There's construction trailers everywhere. There's, a big capital campaign going on. There's efforts to expand the amenities for the students out there, and some of that was unveiled today. But just tell us a little bit about the scene out there.
Yeah, the atmosphere was great. There was probably 1,000-plus people out here. There was a ceremony that was presented. In fact, I've talked to one architectural group, and they said this was probably one of the most impressive groundbreaking ceremonies that they've been witness to, which I think is saying a lot there. On Senior Day, did a tremendous job just getting up and talking about the mission of the university and the direction and what we want to accomplish with the new buildings that are going up. And then just recognizing the generous gifts that some of our benefactors have given the university, and then with Dan and Heather Butler especially, being the lead charge going into this facility, the campus center, and just basically creating a campus center that will make amends for everything that a student could want here on the campus of the University of Mary. I mean, that's something that is going to be very beneficial for the university.
So today was the actual groundbreaking for the student center. When is the projection for that to be done?
Yeah. Well, that'll be just under a 2-year process. So again, the construction will begin, and things always come into play with getting something completed. Plus we have two other major construction projects that are underway right now. One being a residence hall for 276 rooms that will be, or 276 beds that'll be available. That'll be open next fall. And then we have a new field house, which will be an 80,000 square foot field house with 200 meter track. That's scheduled to be finished next November. So a lot of the projects are in motion right now. Campus Center will be something that will be kicking off, and we're hoping that within 2 years it'll all be completed.
Very interesting. Well, another good day at the University of Mary. Thanks so much for the update, Dale. Appreciate that. Glad to hear the groundbreaking and festivities all went well today.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Take care. Good to talk to you. Dale Lennon, who is the Director of Public Relations at the University, or Public Affairs, I guess, at the University of Mary, our guest. Katrina Pearson will be here next. She's the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. We'll get an update on how things are going there. We talked earlier with the Cruz campaign, so I want to bring you that. We'll finish our tally on whether Congressman Kramer was right or wrong in your eyes to ask the Cruz and Kasich folks to think about dropping out so some unity can happen in that presidential race as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. And join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And we continue on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by the way. You can ring us up at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave a message. Love your comments. Maybe there's a particular guest you've seen somewhere you want to have on the program. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Looks like we need to do a whole program on driving in parking lots because we have a lot of response in my comments earlier regarding that. So these are the kind of things that we appreciate from you when we get to, your feedback. We're brought to you in part today by Be Mobile, where there's a $650 check waiting for you right now. That's right. You want to come home to Verizon. Maybe you switched, thought it was a really good deal over there, it's not so good. They'll take care of your fees to switch back. $650. Just find your way to a B-Mobile location in, say, Grand Forks, or Fargo, or Bismarck, or Thief River Falls, or Jamestown, or Valley City, or Wahpeton, or Minot, or Botano, or Devil's Lake, Williston. They're everywhere. You can connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer, online at bmobile.com, bmobile.com. All right. We are pleased to be joined by Katrina Pearson, the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. We have spoken with Donald Trump on this program. We've spoken with Senator Cruz and so many of the other candidates. And earlier we had a national spokesperson for the Cruz campaign, and we're just giving you the information directly as voters from these folks to keep you informed on this race. Katrina, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to start by getting your reaction to something we spent a better part of the morning talking about. Congressman Kevin Cramer is the lone representative of North Dakota in Congress and a regular guest of ours on the program. He came out yesterday to the Hill magazine and said, Cruz, Kasich, guys, it's time to go. It's time for unity in this race, and you ought to quit the race and ultimately get behind Mr. Trump, and let's focus on beating Hillary Clinton come November. You agree with that?
Well, at this point, I do believe it is time to come together. I mean, when you are talking about, two individuals who are still in the race whose only pathway to the nomination is to disenfranchise millions of voters, I think that's a problem, particularly when you're coming from an electability concept, because at the end of the day, you have to be electable against Hillary Clinton. John Kasich hasn't been vetted. I mean, Mr. Trump has had 55,000 negative ads against him. You turn on any major media outlet, it's not positive. He's been vetted for quite some time now. And let's face it, Mitt Romney lost in 2012 to Obama because of New Hampshire, Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. Mr. Trump won by double digits, New Hampshire and Florida. He won Virginia and came in second in Ohio. Mr. Trump can win in the Northeast. He can win in the South. He can win in the West. We have to get behind someone who's already proven that he can not only expand the base, bring in new people, and win. It is time to come together to fight Hillary Clinton.
We had a call earlier concerning the media treatment of Mr. Trump. Roll that, Todd, for Katrina. We'll get her take on this.
Hi, this is Larry, Mayor Fargo, regarding the Cruz-Trump joining together. We have to realize that the media made Trump. You talk about how efficient he is. He's only efficient because the media knows he's the easiest one to defeat, so they give him all this free airtime. They give him all this free press. They just wrap their arms around him without criticizing him. Meanwhile, they attack his opponents, who are conservative, viciously, and Trump is allowed to attack his opponents viciously. And when they unwittingly respond to Trump, they're the mean guy. And that's the scenario they've been playing for 4 months here, and we're being hoodwinked by the media that Trump has won this all. No, Trump has been allowed to win all this stuff because they know he's got so many skeletons in his closet that Hillary can start vilifying him as soon as he is nominated. So keep that in mind.
All right, what about that, Katrina?
Well, I think that's really a talking point that a lot of the other candidates have been using. I don't know what media outlet he was talking about, but it's not positive coverage. Mr. Trump does not receive positive coverage from the media with regards to immigration, building the wall, even about some of his entertainment comments on the television show about women. Even just recently, I mean, Mr. Trump's entire campaign staff is under attack. So this idea that this is for Trump is just not the case. In fact, they've actually tried to contribute to helping take out Mr. Trump by, you know, running some of these false headlines. For example, the ban on immigration coming in from Muslim nations, that is still to this day being reported as a ban on all Muslims, and that's just simply not the case. So you have the media that's actually generated a lot of the narrative that contributes to a lot of the negatives that show up in the polls on Mr. Trump. But it's the inability of the other candidates to get their message across because they don't have a message. Most of the Republicans from the beginning of this campaign have had the same message that we've heard for the last couple of decades. Jobs, economy, taxes, the same thing. Nothing new. They're being funded by all the same special interest groups, whether it's the lobbyists, the D.C. insiders, or the global banks, transnational corporations. Mr. Trump is opposite all of that. That is what's contributed to his rise and his honesty about the problems we face in this country and the fact that he's not politically correct about it, because we have a middle class that is evaporating due to a lot of political correctness, illegal immigration, taxation, overregulation, and nobody's done anything about it.
We're chatting with Katrina Pearson, Trump campaign national spokesperson, today on What's on Your Mind. A texter earlier said, I was very close to supporting Mr. Trump, but now, after he thinks men should use women's powder rooms, I'm not so sure. Talking about an interview that happened today, I believe on the Today Show, the town hall format with Matt Lauer. We were on the air, so I don't have all the details of that, but what did Mr. Trump propose or agree to that was brought up this morning on that issue?
Yes, I did see that interview, and he talked about the idea, would you support a transgender person using the bathroom of their choice. Ultimately, he said yes, but his reasons were simply economically based. He feels terrible for the states that are now being hit with businesses leaving their states. They're being hit with people not coming in and doing programs and things. And now the economy of those states are being hurt, which means the people in those states are being hurt. So his answer was really centered around the economics of the situation, particularly with the number of complaints that have been involved with it. We just saw on a Supreme Court case on using another restroom. Ultimately, this is a state decision, and I think we're going to see this play out a lot further in the courts. But Mr. Trump's response was solely centered around economic purposes.
So, by the way, there's a report running around that there is a path to 1,400 delegates for the Trump campaign. Is that a you know, legitimate document. In other words, well, one of the big debates we're having here is, okay, you know, should Cruz or Kasich go away because they can't get to a majority, but Mr. Trump is going to come up just short of a majority. If this, you know, I haven't seen a report, I've just seen reporting on it, but if it is plausible that, okay, you see a path to 1,400, then obviously it's game over. Is that real?
Yes, we are very confident that we will have the number of delegates to secure the nomination prior to the convention. Even if we do fall short, we're very confident we'll have more than enough delegates to win on the first ballot, and even the second ballot for that matter. This is going to come down to electability. Mr. Trump has already demonstrated that he can mobilize people on the ground. He's already demonstrated that he can win a broad section of people inside and outside the Republican Party, including new people. And he's proven he can get the job done. He has won in New York, in Florida, in Nevada, Arizona. He's already ahead in the polls in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, California. Mr. Trump is the only one that can win. At the end of the day, the delegates are going to realize that.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but without a significant ground game at this big, you know, which would be typical of a front runner in a Republican nomination, a huge amount of expenditure and infrastructure in each of these states. I mean, a lot of this has been very grassroots, and I saw somewhere the, you know, vote total, how much per vote, for instance, the cost was to the campaigns. In New York City, in Trump campaign, like $400,000, $500,000, unheard of. So is it fair to say there hasn't necessarily been this typical ground game for the candidate?
Well, it depends on what you describe as the ground game, because we've been hearing from the beginning that Ted Cruz has this massive ground game. He's got tens of thousands of volunteers in South Carolina. That's his stop. He's going to win all over the South because of the massive ground game. And guess what? Donald Trump sweeped the South, and yet we're constantly being told we don't have a ground game. Okay, but let me explain what the difference is. When we talk about a ground game, we're talking about moms and dads and folks on the street who get out there and they pull the lever. When those people vote, they vote for Donald Trump. What the Cruz camp and what the RNC calls a ground game are political operatives, people who either are elected officials, who work in elected officials' office or work directly for the party, who've been the activists inside the party for years. That's what they call their ground game. So you're right. If the ground game is people that are insiders, then Mr. Trump does not have that. We have the people who are the outsiders, and we have new people, and we're going to bring in even more people. Mr. Trump is going to beat Hillary Clinton because he has the message, he has the vision, he has the energy, the excitement, as well as the ground game to get out the vote.
Final question. We have just a little less than a minute for you to answer this question. A caller earlier said, you know what, the best scenario here is Ted Cruz joins the Donald Trump campaign. There is unity going forward, and ultimately that leads to a victory in November. Would Ted Cruz be a welcome VP addition to the Trump campaign?
You know, I think Mr. Trump hasn't ruled anyone out at this point. But again, ultimately, that's going to be his decision. That's not something that's being widely discussed. He's mentioned, you know, several people that he would consider in passing. And, yeah, I think at the end of the day, Mr. Trump will ultimately make that decision.
And there'd be unity there, you'd think, right? That'd be a kumbaya moment between now and the convention that would be quite interesting. Katrina, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you joining us from a busy time for the campaign. We appreciate you.
Great to be here. Anytime. Thank you.
Katrina Pearson, national spokesperson for the Trump campaign on What's On Your Mind. Okay, so Fred and Wing, Bob and Minot, Brian Lemoore, John Bismarck, we got you in queue ready to go. We got a boatload of texts we have not got to. I'll do a little math during the break here to see where we're at on the Kramer question, and we'll wrap up in our final segment of What's On Your Mind after this timeout. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hot.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body's shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other is to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not. And you know what I'm talking about with crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best, Hot Springs Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, fargohotspring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You know, I have to keep every day. I check the flag and I keep listening to U.S. Dots, and it's always more pom-poms for Trump, more pom-poms for Trump. I wish conservatives would really stick up for the real guy. But, you know, I just have to keep shutting you off. I can't keep listening to this putting down conservatives and going secular because, oh, well, the liberals will like him and we'll get other people to vote for him. It's not about winning. It's about principle. We need principle conservatism in the White House, period. Sorry, man. I'll never vote for the guy.
Nothing to be sorry about. Again, it's your opinion. And shutting off the radio is like taking your ball and going home, right? I mean, get in the arena. Follow Teddy Roosevelt's advice. Get in the arena and say what your opinion is. A lot of folks on all sides of this issue today. You sound like you're pouting. I mean, I wouldn't pout. Principal conservatism is something I cherish as well. We have 17 candidates in this race, many of them that I think you and I would agree would be more principal conservatives than Donald Trump currently is. They are back home with their families. They're back to their day jobs. It didn't happen. Okay. So all you can do is get in the arena and give it a try. All right. It is what it is. We are where we are. So that's why I think actually a unity pack of some kind between Cruz and Trump makes some sense, especially if we start reading these tea leaves like they claim that they're going to get to a majority. So there will not. I mean, really, the only reason for Cruz to stay in is the hope for a second or third, fourth ballot win. Right. That Trump doesn't win on the first ballot. And so you're taking a chance that's not going to happen, and then taking the chance that you're still going to come out a winner at a time when a lot of the establishment is rallying around the guy. I'm just saying it is where it is. We have a lot of time, actually a lot of opinions to get in and a little time to do it, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to give everybody, give me your best 20 seconds, okay, and we'll get you all in. Lamar, Brian, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, your best 20 seconds. Give it to me.
Oh, I have a question about Cruz and his wife working for Goldman Sachs in this investment banking. Want to know how much money he's taken from the big banks, because these analysts on these investment banks, they decide every quarter how much a corporation what they're going to make, and if they don't make that, then they take their stock to the woodshed. The point is. It's the first rule in the playbook is then they lay people off. Well, how do you do development and hire engineers and scientists with that kind of mentality?
Yeah, now I'm going to I gave you double the time there, Brian, so I'm going to move on here. But I will say this. I like Ted Cruz's chances at fighting the machine a lot better than anybody else. And the machine is the K Street, the big banks, the dollars. But he needs the bucks. And Donald Trump does it. So as I'm doing pluses and minuses, principled conservative Cruz, conservative business record, I don't know politically on Trump. It's more of an unknown. I got to go minus over there. But, needing the money, being part of the system, that's a Trump advantage for that very reason. But I don't, I'm not one of these people that has this boogeyman theory with Cruz because his wife worked for Goldman Sachs. But he's going to need to take contributions from a lot of people to be able to take on Hillary Clinton if he's the nominee. Tom Jamestown, your best 20 seconds. Go.
My best 20 seconds is people whose Christian people that support Trump are deceiving themselves to think that he is going to be the best candidate for their best interest. Ted Cruz would be, as long as Ted Cruz has a fighting chance, any kind of chance to get the nomination, we should support Ted Cruz, including anybody that has good, solid Christian principles that realizes what's right and wrong. You don't look at what the candidate is saying, although you can certainly focus in on what Trump said in that interview about transgenders. Boy, if that doesn't lose a lot of support for Trump, this country really is in the hurt bank.
All right, Tom, thanks. Got a little over 20, but I'm going to keep going. Bob and Minot, your best 20.
Yes, I just want to touch bases on legalizing marijuana in North Dakota. We're missing out on a lot of tax dollars. First 4 months in Colorado, they grossed over $200 million. I believe 15 to 20 million of those were tax dollars to the state. We need to jump off the bus and stop missing out on all this tax dollars.
I'm not about to sell out law enforcement for more tax dollars. Sorry, but you got your 20. Fred Wing, now yours.
Yes, I got a. I'm sorry, I'm off message today, but I got a time sensitive message here. You know, this year Easter and Passover didn't line up. They were 28 days apart. And I just want everybody to know that it is Passover weekend in Israel this weekend because the calendars are different. And I'm scared of an attack there. This is their holiday when ISIS might have an attack. So I just want everybody to pray for Israel.
All right. That's good advice, Fred. Thank you very much. By the way, the final tally on all the calls and texts that came in on agreeing with Congressman Kramer with the story we started with at the beginning of the program, we had 12. Disagreeing, we had 8, and somewhere, with the different comments around the issues but not agreeing or disagreeing, we had another 4. But a slight advantage there for folks that agree with Congressman Cramer that it's time for Senator Cruz and Governor Kasich to bow out of the race and join the Trump train and get a head start on unity, is how Congressman Cramer put it, for the November election. So, and a lot of interesting comments all over along with that. As a woman, I cannot support Donald Trump, as I find him to be chauvinistic and condescending, as one example. Another, yes, Mr. Cramer is right. If we don't, we can kiss the Republican Party goodbye. How about that? I do not agree with Cramer. When did the Republicans win? When we had a moderate running as a presidential election. So a lot of opinions on this, and we appreciate you all. Freedom Friday tomorrow. We'll dig into the Constitution a little bit and how it pertains to presidential elections, and lots of your calls, too. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.